Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berry. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Tovar scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Killebrew moves to third. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw strikes out. Batty drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McGraw out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batty for a passed ball. Buford moves to third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball four. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tovar moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Tovar scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair misplays the ball. That's an error on Adair. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to third. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. It's Twins, 2, White Sox, 2. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Batty and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-1 in the game. Ulander takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Elander. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Adair applying the tag. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva who is chasing the ball. Josephson reaches third base with a triple. Berry goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Adair reaches second base with a double. Josephson scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Adair scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Dave Boswell now pitching. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Boswell covering, for the out. Hansen moves to third. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to second. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to third. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese pinch hits for Dave Boswell. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0 for 2 in the game. Horland strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison moves to third. Bob Locker now pitching. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. Allison scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams pinch runs for Pete Ward. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Dwayne Josephson. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing right field. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Ken Berry now playing left field. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Al Werthing. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Carew reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.